produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Blessings, blessings, blessings coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is your host, Minister Melissa, tuning in here at Leaders of Legacy Radio. I just thank you for joining us on this episode of Leaders of Legacy Radio. Thank you for joining in. We greet you. We bless you. We bless you. And we just thank you for joining us here on this segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio. And today we're just going to be speaking about an abiding overcomer, what it is to be an abiding overcomer, and restoring the joy of our salvation. And I'm just going to be coming out of the Word of God in chapter John 15. And before we begin, I just want to open up in a word of prayer and allowing God to just do whatever He would like to do. So let's pray. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for every listener, Lord. I bless you, Lord, for just the opportunity, Lord, to just get on, to share your truth, to speak your word, Jesus, to just share, Lord, what you have laid in my heart, Lord Jesus. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would open the ear and open the heart, Lord, of every listener, Lord, that you would open the eyes of their understanding, oh God, to receive, Lord, nuggets, Lord, to receive something fresh, Lord, to receive something new, oh God, of just from your word and from this teaching, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage us, that you would strengthen our faith, oh God, and that our faith would increase, oh God, by the hearing of your word, oh God, and the sharing, Lord, of a testimony, oh God, and Father God, just building one another up, oh God, in this holy faith, Lord, that you've called us to live, oh God. So I just thank you, Lord. I bless them, oh God, and I bless you, Lord Jesus, in your holy and precious name. Amen and amen. So on this episode, we are going to talk about what it is to be an abiding overcomer, what it is to abide in Christ, to abide in Christ. And we're going to be coming out of John 15, verses 1 through 12. I believe I'm going to stop in verse 11. Okay, so let's read. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Amen. Amen. And that is John 15. Verses 1-11. So we are going to journey in rediscovering the joy of our salvation, right? So what happens when life happens and situations occur and disappointments transpire and unmet expectations overtake our everyday lives? Where is joy when everything is crashing or spiraling down? Ask yourself, has joy been your portion when the unexpected happens? When things just suddenly happen, or, you know, a tragedy suddenly occurs, or things don't turn out the way you expect it. Has joy been the portion that you hold on to? The answer to these questions is to abide in him. Our joy is made complete when we abide in him. Now, abiding is not just reading a scripture or checking off a to-do list or going to a service or going to a revival service or getting together at a meeting or, you know, getting up and praying. Abiding, it is a lifestyle. When we abide in Christ, we remain in who he is. We remain in him. Abiding is choosing daily. It's an active decision to remain in Christ, to believe his word, and to rely on his strength, regardless of what comes our way. So abiding is choosing daily. It's an action. It's a decision to remain. Amen. So we must decide each and every day to remain in Christ, right? The Greek word for abide is, it's mentioned, it's called meno, which means to stay, remain. It carries with it the idea of waiting, surviving, enduring, sojourning, and being present. Abiding means being present. Abiding means enduring. Abiding means waiting, surviving. And, you know, in abiding, it's an action word. It's an action word. And in the Greek, the favorite part of mine is being present. Being present. Because how many of us know that, you know, we can be involved in things and not be present? Like, we can be in church and not be present with what's taking place, with what Jesus is doing, with what's going on. We can, be in a place but not be present, you know, mind, soul, spirit. Our bodies can be there, but our soul and our minds and our interacting, our spirit, man, is not present. And we want to be a people that are present at all times with the Lord, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and He's an ever-present help in time of need. He's ever-present. He's omniscient. He's everywhere we are. He's there. So we need to be aware. You know, we need to have the awareness that wherever we are, there He is. Whatever we do, there He is. He sees. He hears whatever we speak. He's there in it all. You know, so our life needs to produce the fruit that shows that we are abiding in and with Christ. In and with Christ. Amen. We need to remain attached to the vine. Jesus is the vine. Father God is the vine dresser. We are the branches. As we abide in Him, we produce. When we do things in our own strength, we become withered and like a desert wasteland. But when we abide in Him, we produce. When we take matters into our own hands, we become withered. We become dried up. We become like a wasteland. When we disconnect from fellowship and get so busy with life, we dry up. We dry up when we separate from the vine. And it's just like that. Like, you ever watch a plant grow? If the plant gets, you know, a branch or the flower, if it gets disconnected from the vine and the vine from the root, it begins to wither and dry up and die. You know, if a piece of the plant breaks off, you know, the fastest thing you can do is put it in some water and allow some new roots to form. Well, water for us is the Word of God. Water for us to be watered is the Word of God. You know, so when we disconnect, we quickly need to get in, you know, reattach ourselves to the vine and get into the Word of God and just allow Him to pour into us, right? And a acronym for abide is this. A is accept the pruning. B is to believe God's word. The I is to identify false vines. The D is to delight in Jesus. And the E is to endure with joy. We have to accept the pruning and allow Him to cut away anything that keeps us from being fruitful. Anything that hinders our growth, He will cut off. Sometimes that consists of good things also, because sometimes our good things are not godly things. Now think about that. We spend so much time wanting and desiring good things, but how many of you know that a good thing is not always a godly thing? A good thing is not always a godly thing. So we need to be people that are willing to let go of the good things, trusting that if God is pruning away a good thing, it's only because He intends on replacing it with something greater. Now, good things are good, don't get me wrong, but as the body of Christ, as the bride of Christ, we don't want just good things. We want godly things, because we know that godly things will endure until the end. Godly things will last. Godly things will produce the treasures of heaven. Amen. So we need to be a people that are willing to allow Him to cut off and prune away good things. So pruning hurts, but it's vital for our growth. It is vital. And God's word has to be our go-to source. We have to read it, devour it, meditate on it, pray it, and most important, we gotta believe it. We gotta believe it when times are good and everything is great, and we gotta believe it when all hell has broken loose against us and our expectations have been shattered. We need to believe God's word even more then, because two things happen. When all hell has broken loose, or tragedy has struck, or, you know, life is just up in shambles, either we run to God or we run away from God. we run away from God or we run closer to Him. So we have to be a people that pull on His word when things happen and trust that even in the hard times, that His word is still truth, that we find our strength there and pull on it. This is abiding in Him, trusting Him, taking Him at His word, knowing that eventually the tables are going to turn and something good is going to come forth. Amen. We need to be believers who recognize false vines and the lies of the enemy and reject them and cut them off from choking up our roots. The truths of God bring clarity, not chaos, not confusion, or not frustration. Recognize false vines and cut them off before they steal and choke out your fruit. We have to be a people that as soon as a lie or something that the enemy throws at us that we know is not from God, we need to recognize it as a false vine and we need to reject it and cut it off. Reject it and cut it off, because the enemy is good at smothering out, you know, trying to smother out our fruit. He's good at that. You know, trying to get us to doubt what God said or what God promised. And we have to be people that recognize the false vines and cut them off at the root and separate from them. Amen. Also, our delight needs to solely be found in Christ and Christ alone. And Psalms 34 says this, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. But if we only find delight in Him on the mountaintops, are we really truly abiding? You know, find delight in the small things of life each and every day. We need to be people that find delight in the hard times of life also, in the small things of life also, in the times where, you know, we don't understand, in the times where nothing makes sense. We need to be a people that find our delight even in those times also. Amen. And that is what it is to truly abide. John 15:9-11 speaks, as the Father has loved Jesus, so has He loved us. Abide in His love, that His joy being in us and our joy may be full. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we have to endure all of life knowing it will not be easy or without troubles. But as long as we abide in Him, we will overcome the world just as He did. That's a promise. Abiding in Him brings delight, and delight brings joy. Each time we open the Word, each time we worship, each time we pray, it takes us to a greater level of understanding, to a deeper level of connection, to a deeper way of understanding Him, which brings a greater joy, a greater expectation, a greater pressing to go deeper. That's what it is to abide, to expect that, you know what, He did something good before, but He's gonna do something even greater now. You know, that the more that we tap into Him, the deeper He's gonna take us. The more that we seek Him, the more we're gonna find Him. The more that we abide in Him, the greater our understanding will be of who He is and who we are in Him. Amen. So we have to get to a place where He is priority over all, not just during a church service, but a life abiding in who He is, what He has already done, and who He says we are, and what He has promised for us. He has promised so much for those that love Him, for those that seek Him, for those that diligently seek Him. He has promised and stored up so much. So we have to get to a place where He's priority, not where, you know, we only seek Him and abide in Him when we need something or we want something. That's not abiding in Him. abiding in him is, you know what, in the morning, in the noon, in the night, you know what, Jesus, I'm going to trust you, Jesus. I'm going to call on you, Jesus, at all times. I'm going to seek your face, Lord, when things are good, when things are bad, when I'm on the mountaintop, when I'm in the valley. I'm going to trust you, Lord, when everything is going smooth. I'm going to trust you, Lord, when life is just torn inside out. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm not going to doubt you. He needs to be the priority of our life. And when we abide, we overcome when we take him at his word and rely on his strength and promises. It's in his time and his way. We need to just remain and be present. We need to be present with the Lord. Being present means what to you in your relationship with Jesus? And that is the question that I want to leave you with today. Being present with him means what to you? What does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? You know, if he is all present in us, ever present, omniscient, if he's everywhere we are, in everything, what does being present with him look like to you? And that is what I want you to ask yourself. That is what I want you to dig deep within yourself today and ask and just search wide and search deep and ask yourself, am I truly present when Jesus calls me? Do I respond? Am I truly present in keeping him the priority of my life? Am I truly present whenever he whispers? Am I truly present with him like he is present with me? Because how many of us really, really recognize that he's with us at all times, but sometimes we live in a manner where we act like he's not even with us? And this, my beloved brothers and sisters, this must change. It must change. We need to be a people that live as if we know that we know that we know that he is present with us, and we must be present with him. Amen. Amen and amen. So I just pray that you were blessed with this teaching and just know what it is to truly be an abiding overcomer. And before, you know, we end this, I just want to take some time to just pray with you and just allow the Holy Spirit to impart in us what only he can impart with us. So Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for just showing up in a way that only you can. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to be ever present with us, to make us so conscious, to make us so conscious of your presence abiding in us, that we would be ever present abiding with you, Lord, all the days of our lives, that our minds would remain in you, that our hearts would remain steadfast in you, that we would be present as you are present with us, that we would make decisions that bring you glory, Lord, that we would make moves that bring you glory and greater your kingdom and edify your kingdom. Oh God, let our words be words that just release the kingdom here on earth, Lord Jesus. Let our words and declarations be words, oh God, that release your presence and your power, Lord, here on earth. We say heaven come over our lives, heaven come over our families, heaven come in our homes, heaven come over those villages across the world and third world countries, Nigeria, oh God, Africa, oh God, Ecuador, oh God, Guatemala, oh God. I pray, oh God, that heaven come, oh God, heaven come, oh God, to the Amazon forest, oh God, that heaven would come and visit, oh God. That it would visit us, oh God. That your presence, Lord, would permeate us, oh God. And we would know, Lord, what it truly means, oh God, to abide in you, Lord. To abide in you, Lord, in our everyday lives, oh God.
in our everyday lives, oh God, that we would abide with purpose, that we would abide, Lord, with passion, that we would abide with zeal, oh God, to make you known, oh God, that we would preach, Lord, the gospel, oh God, everywhere we go and to the four corners of the earth, oh God, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it would be preached, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for the great command, Lord, that you have given us, oh God, according to your word, Lord, in Matthew, oh God, to go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel, oh God, that we would be bold, that we would be courageous, oh God, that we would understand, oh God, that in this hour, oh God, that you are equipping us, oh God, to go, oh God, to speak, oh God, to love, oh God, to guide, to teach, oh God, to share, oh God, to be a living witness, oh God, to share your truth, oh God, to be your arms and your feet, oh God, in this hour, Lord, like never before, oh God. So I thank you, Jesus, that you have overcome the world, Lord Jesus, and so shall we, Lord, overcome, oh God, every obstacle, Lord, that we face, Lord, each and every day, oh God, because you are in us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, Lord Jesus, and you are with us. You go before us, Lord. Your glory is our rear guard, oh God, so we will overcome, Lord. We overcome, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, oh God, and our testimony, Lord Jesus. So I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for every listener, oh God. Everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, oh God. Everyone, Lord, that will tune in later, oh God, that they would understand, oh God, that you are for them, Lord. You are for them, oh God. And you are equipping them, oh God, to be an abiding overcomer, oh God. A soldier, oh God, in the army of the Lord, oh God, for these end time assignments, oh God. These end time assignments, oh God, to overcome, oh God, by your power, Lord, with your blood, Lord Jesus, by your spirit, oh God. It is your spirit, Lord, that equips us, oh God. It is your spirit, Lord, that leads us. It is your spirit, Lord, that strengthens us, oh God. And it is your joy, oh God, your joy, Lord, that gives us our strength, oh God. So I thank you, God, that your joy, Lord, is our strength, oh God. Your joy is our strength, Lord. So may our joy overflow, Lord, as we abide in you, oh God. May our fruits, oh God, speak, Lord, for themselves, oh God. May you prune away, oh God, all the dead branches, oh God, in our lives, oh God, that don't produce fruit, oh God, so that our branches, Lord, would produce, oh God, a greater fruit, Lord, in this hour, oh God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that though the pruning hurts, oh God, that it is worth it, and it is vital, Lord, for our growth, oh God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. We know, Lord, that you don't cut away nothing, Lord, without replacing it, oh God, with something greater, Lord. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We just bless you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. You're faithful, Jesus, in all of your ways, Jesus. You are so faithful, Lord. And we just thank you. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We just want to tell you, Jesus, how much we love you, Lord. How much we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, of being called by your name, Lord Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity, Lord, that you have given me, Lord, to speak, Lord, to a people, oh God, to edify, Lord, your kingdom, Lord Jesus, to equip, oh God, these believers, oh God, that listen on, Lord, time and time again, oh God. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, and I bless you, Lord, and I praise your name, Lord Jesus. Get the glory, Lord, from our lives, Lord. Get the glory, Lord, that your name is due, Jesus, from our lives, Lord. So we bless you, and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Well, brothers and sisters, as this segment comes to an end, as we get off this line, but we never leave his presence, I just bless you and I encourage you that if you would like to share, if you would like to just share a testimony or share prayers or how we can pray for you or just a word of encouragement, I just ask that you would email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. Again, that's enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. And just share with us how, you know, Leaders of Legacy Radio has blessed you, or how we can pray for you. And I just thank you again from the bottom of my heart for just listening in and just receiving and just allowing the Lord to just minister to you and just increase your faith. And, you know, I just love you all and just bless you all. And if you would like to sow in into the ministry, you can do so. We have a Cash App, and it's Leaders of Legacy. You can sow your monetary gifts that way. But most of all, we just really covet your prayers. We really, really covet your prayers for the street ministry and outreach that we do, and the open doors for the prisons that we'll be entering, and just the prison ministry and stuff that just God has been laying on our hearts to just step out and do in faith. So we just really covet your prayers, and we just thank you. We just thank you. We bless you. And until next time, the Lord keep you. The Lord bless you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. May he give you peace. May he give you rest. May you lack no good thing. May his favor go with you. May his presence surround you and be all around you. And we just love you and we bless you. We love you and bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bless you. Amen and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.